Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Cyanide Canary, A True Story of Injustice by Robert Dugoni and Joseph Hildorfer, narrated by Tom Perkins. Tuesday, August 27, 1996. Evergreen Resources Incorporated, Soda Springs, Idaho. 10:20 a.m. Chapter 1. Scott Dominguez pulled up the extension ladder, balancing it like a circus performer high off the ground as he stepped along the rounded surface of the acid storage tank. He fit the legs of the ladder into the 22-inch diameter entry hole and let the rungs slide through his palms until he felt it hit bottom. It was like dropping something down a manhole. Darkness swallowed it. He sat down atop the 11-foot-tall, 36-foot-long rust-orange tank, dangling his steel-toed red wings in the hole, thinking about the morning and regretting his comment. Teresa Cole, his fiancée, had driven him to work at Evergreen Resources, a phosphate fertilizer plant in Soda Springs, Idaho, at 6:45 that morning. She stopped the car near the construction trailer at the front of the plant, their normal routine. Dominguez kissed her goodbye, opened the car door, and turned to get out, but something made him stop. "I'm afraid to go to work," he said. He knew his comment had worried her, and he hadn't meant to do that. It was just that his boots were still wet from standing in the knee-deep sludge and water in the tank the day before, and he didn't feel well. His throat had started bothering him after he and Darren Weaver had climbed out of the tank, unsuccessful in their efforts to break up the sludge using...